Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John his brother, and brought them up into a high mountain apart. And his appearance was changed before them, and his face shined like the sun, and his clothing was white like light. And see, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you're willing, let us make three tabernacles here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spoke, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and there was a voice out of the cloud that said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were very afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Get up, and don't be afraid. And when they had looked up, they saw no man except Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus told them to tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man had risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And Jesus answered them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they didn't know him, but have done to him whatever they wanted. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer from them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them about John the Baptist. And when they had come to the multitude, a certain man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, because he is a lunatic and quite vexed, because he often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they couldn't cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I endure you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he went out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus apart and said, Why couldn't we cast him out? And Jesus said to them, Because of your unbelief. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, Remove from here to that other place, and it shall go there, and nothing shall be impossible to you. But this kind doesn't go out except by prayer and fasting. And while they stayed in Galilee, Jesus said to them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they'll kill him, and the third day he'll be raised again. And they were very sorry. And when they'd come to Capernaum, those who received tax money came to Peter and said, Doesn't your master pay taxes? He said, Yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus stopped him, saying, What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take custom or taxes? From their own children or from strangers? Peter said to him, From strangers. Jesus said to him, Then the children are free. Nevertheless, so that we won't offend them, go to the sea and cast a hook, and take up the first fish that comes up. And when you have opened his mouth, you'll find a piece of money. Take that and give to them for me and you.